I'm Dan Klefstad. The rates of HIV infection in Illinois are decreasing among adults. At the same time, they're climbing among people ages 13 to 24, especially youth of color. Advocates want to encourage young people to use a preventive medication called PrEP. A bill on Governor J.B. Pritzker's desk would do that. Chicago Representative Lamont Robinson Jr. sponsored the legislation. It would give people as young as 12 years old access to the drug without requiring permission from a parent or guardian. The once-a-day pill can prevent the disease if taken properly.
Unfortunately, within our youth in the black and brown communities, we're seeing an increase of HIV rates. This bill saves lives, essentially. It is a safety net for our kids.
Robinson says the measure would help homeless youth and kids who cannot talk to their parents about sex. In other news, the Illinois State Police say drivers can do a better job of moving over when emergency vehicles are on the roadside. Claire Buchanan has more.
Failure to move over has resulted in deadly consequences for at least three state troopers so far this year. All of them were killed by motorists who ignored what's known in Illinois as Scott's Law. Acting State Police Director Brendan Kelly says the reasons why some drivers don't pay attention to emergency workers are many. An apparent lack of effectiveness in the so-called move-over law has alarmed state and federal lawmakers. In response, Illinois' legislature this year approved increased fines and voted to make the crime a felony offense in some cases. Governor J.B. Pritzker is expected to sign the changes. Meanwhile, members of Illinois' congressional delegation have asked a government oversight agency to study move-over laws and recommend how they can be improved. I'm Claire Buchanan.
Weather officials say the Mississippi River fell below flood stage in two southwestern Illinois cities for the first time in months. The National Weather Service's Advanced Hydrologic Prediction Services says the river measured below flood stage in Alton and Grafton. It's the first time since early March. The Belleville News Democrat reports both cities sustained heavy damage to homes and businesses. Alton officials say it'll cost more than $3.5 million to recover. The cost of damage wasn't available for Grafton. Grafton's mayor, Rick Eberlin, said the damage will, quote, adversely affect the basic structure of the community. I'm Dan Klefstad.
I'm Jennifer Fuller, reporting the news on WSIU. Record rainfall this spring put many farmers behind in their planting. The latest crop progress report shows corn and beans are lagging behind their typical development stage. But as Sean Crawford reports, it's still too soon to say what it means for food prices.
Take corn, for example. Most of what's grown goes to feeding livestock. Less corn harvested means livestock producers will pay more for it, and the cost is usually passed along to consumers. John Newton is the American Farm Bureau's chief economist. He says the wet weather this year has resulted in less than half of corn and soybeans planted in Illinois in good to excellent condition. That's way below normal. But there are still factors that will decide food prices, the weather the rest of the summer, whether or not we see an early frost, and even how farmers are faring in places like South America.
We're no longer the only game in town. There's a lot of folks that can grow corn and soybeans around the world, and so we're paying attention to what those farmers are facing as well.
Newton says farmers in the Midwest might also hang on to their harvested grain longer to see if prices go up, and that could create more of a market shortage. I'm Sean Crawford.
State health officials say more data on pregnancy and babies will soon be available to the public. The Illinois Department of Public Health says it's adding maternal and child health data to its public health community map. The feature shows information on the quality and access to health care throughout the state, including racial disparities. Health officials say the information can help clinicians, legislators, and health care administrators. Data categories include low birth weight, teen birth rate, breastfeeding, prenatal care, and more. I'm Jennifer Fuller.